Thank you for the floor, Chair. We join all the delegations in thanking the Chair and Vice Chair for their leadership of the Intergovernmental Group of Experts on Financing for Development. The CARICOM Group places significant interest in the discussion surrounding financing for development. In the face of a myriad of exogenous shocks to our economies, exacerbated by the recovery efforts from the COVID-19 pandemic, the climate crisis, geopolitical tensions, and the rate at which new global growth waves are impacting the economy, developing countries continue to grapple with efforts to build resilience and recover from the negative impacts of the past, while attempting to exploit new opportunities to catalyze development into the future. This reality for our countries reflects a grim situation in which developing countries do not have adequate resources to stabilize and transform their economies in such a way that enables their effective integration into the new global landscape, or to take advantage of emerging opportunities such as the digital and green transitions. In this regard, it becomes clear that to remedy the challenges and position economies to achieve the SDGs, the hindrances presented by a lack of access to financing for development must be addressed. Given that CARICOM is the oldest surviving integration movement in the developing world, we understand well the many factors involved in advancing development priorities. In this regard, as a region, there have been several efforts to secure access to finance for development-related initiatives, including through the establishment of a Blue-Green Investment Bank by Barbados, the pursuit of the CARICOM Development Fund's mandate to stabilize disadvantaged countries, regions, and sectors, and the establishment of a CARICOM Working Group on Financing for Caribbean Development to advance regional resilience and growth objectives. Notwithstanding, intensified efforts and greater support are needed by CARICOM countries, as well as the wider collective of developing countries. We therefore look forward to the upcoming meetings that are dedicated to addressing these issues, including the 14th session of UNCTAD's International Debt Management Conference in March, as well as the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development to be held from June to July. We view the upcoming engagement at the International Debt Management Conference as an opportunity to build on the agreed policy recommendations from the Intergovernmental Group of Experts on Financing for Development. This includes, among other matters, policy formulation at the national, regional, and international levels to mitigate against the high cost of development finance, the role of public development banks and multilateral development banks, the need to improve the financial instruments and innovative tools such as sustainable debt instruments and blended financing mechanisms. It further includes ensuring the objective accuracy of credit rating agencies, taking into account development, social, and environmental indicators. By advancing these discussions, it is felt that more targeted inputs can be provided from the Geneva perspective to contribute to the success of the International Financing for Development Conference. Lastly, we support the call for UNCTAD to explore the possibility of a briefing session for Geneva-based delegates on the discussions and outcomes of the International Financing for Development Conference to ensure greater coordination with the work being undertaken in New York. In closing, the CARICOM Group is committed to engaging further on the matter to achieve tangible deliverables in keeping with our shared priorities. I thank you, Chair.